Welcome back to Fictional Men Written by Women, a podcast created by Dipsy. I'm your host and the CEO and co-founder of Dipsy, Faye Keegan. This week, we're listening to episode 5 of the Hometown series. Hometown is one of the longest running and most popular series on the Dipsy app. So if you love what you're hearing, you can listen to a lot more like it right now on the Dipsy app. And you can listen to Dipsy for free by using code FICTIONALMEN at dipsystories.com. That's dipsastories.com/fictionalmen to start your 30-day free trial of the app. In episode 5 of Hometown, we lean into more of that hometown energy, and Jack and Gia meet up at the movie theater where Gia used to work in the summer. This story plays around a lot with the sensation of being in a movie theater, the darkness particularly, and sort of that threat of being caught. I hope you have your headphones ready for this one. Here it is, episode 5 of Hometown.
You know, when you suggested the cinema, I actually thought you were joking. It's just very,
suburban.
Exactly.
Yeah, but in a charming way. I hadn't seen Jack in weeks. His gallery was taking off, and I had at least 3 publications waiting for first drafts. It seemed like we could never find a free night. Maybe it was the coffee going to my head or all the rain that wouldn't let up, but I woke up that morning feeling a little restless. When I texted him to meet up, he picked me up right away. Maybe he was restless, too.
I just can't remember the last time I saw a matinee. Maybe when my grandma visited?
Wow. So I remind you of your grandmother now.
There's no one here. Should we go up there? Back row?
Sure. Maybe this movie's that bad.
Or everyone else is being a responsible adult at work.
True.
Should I ask you how the writing's going?
Not if you want to live. I watched him as the opening credits scrolled. Light from the screen slid across his face and made all his features look sharp. He turned to me and smiled, like he could read my thoughts. What?
You know.
Pay attention to the movie. I tried to focus on the screen. Told myself I wasn't even going to reach for his hand. 1 minute went by, then another, then another. I kept imagining myself kissing him, his tongue slipping past mine. We were halfway through the movie when I couldn't hold back anymore. I let my hand rest on his shoulder, my fingers brushing the nape of his neck. Even this small touch felt overwhelming.
Hi.
Hey.
Is there something on your mind?
And if there is,
I tell you to stop thinking so hard.
I reached over and traced a finger across his jaw. My nail left a mark. I let my hand graze down his chest, his lap. A slow stroke on the inside of his thigh. It was like everything else in the theater fell away. The only sensation that mattered was the coarseness of his jeans against my palms. He sat up and leaned his chest into my shoulder. His lips pressed against my ear.
What if we get caught?
We won't.
We're going to attract some people.
I unbuttoned his pants and slid his dick out of his boxers. He sank deeper in the chair as I tightened my grip around him. You're gonna have to be more quiet than that.
You're so cruel.
I ducked my head between his legs, let my tongue swirl the tip of his dick before pulling away. His eyes snapped closed.
Oh my God. I'm gonna make you both tighter. Shh. Oh, yeah.
You're so hard. You like it when I tease you, don't you? Say it.
It's all I fucking want.
Yes. My hand twisting up and down. Dragging my thumb right here.
I'm gonna fuck you so hard.
Oh, really? I pulled away. I didn't wait for him to follow. I shoved the door open to the projector room. I remember no one ever bothered to lock it. He slammed it shut behind us, turning everything pitch black.
Did you have fun being in charge?
Mm-hmm.
Now come here.
Our bodies were tangled together, crashing against everything in the room. Cinder block walls that scraped against my arms. The brass doorknob that burrowed into my back shocked my spine. I clawed at the sides of his neck so the pain had somewhere to go.
You want it like that, huh?
Don't hold back.
Turn around. Now.
I leaned my palms against the table and glanced at him over my shoulder. In the dark, I could barely see anything. Just felt the surprise of his hands as he lifted my skirt. It sent a shock of cold air and goosebumps across my ass.
Bend forward. More.
Harder.
Like that? Quiet.
I dug my hands into the edge of the table to try to ground myself. Something about the darkness made every sensation feel heightened, more intense. His thighs bouncing into mine, the way his fingers pinched my hips, the sharp jolt that stretched from my toes to my head every time he pushed deep by my neck.
I love the way like this.
Do it again. Don't stop.
Push into me.
More.
Yes.
Pull my hair. You like watching me take it.
Sure.